We're only days out from the end of yet another month, and while March hasn't really been the best of months for our market, in fact, the market has essentially just been running on the spot, we're still on track for this to be the best start to a new year as far as the quarterly performance goes since 2015. Looking ahead, though, here are five things to watch this week. Number one, US-China talks. Now, these talks resume in Beijing this week on Thursday. Last week, the messaging was quite muddled and also confusing. There was optimism one day, followed by posturing and also threats the very next. Following this week's meetings, the focus will then shift to potential talks, which could be held in the US next week. Number two, dividend payments. So billions will be paid out in dividends this week from some of the largest companies on the Australian share market. It will include Commonwealth Bank, BHP, Santos, Qantas, AMP, and also Telstra. And the thinking here is that a lot of that money could find its way back into the share market. Number three, we get an update on economic growth in the US on Thursday. Now, just last week on Friday, we had a big 2.5% tumble for the US share market, partly on concerns of a slowdown in the global economy. So this will receive attention, although it is backward looking. Number four, Brexit. So last week at an European Union summit, the UK was granted a short 2-week extension before being kicked out of the European Union, which was meant to actually happen this Thursday. So Theresa May now has until the 12th of April to either get her deal backed by members of parliament, to leave the European Union with no deal, or to ask for a much longer extension. And number five, there's a key Apple media event taking place Monday night. Now, Apple is around 10 times the size of the largest company on the Australian share market, CBA, but it generates about 60% of its sales just from one product, and that's the iPhone. That's 2.5 times what it sells for iPads, Macs, and also the Apple Watch combined. So to not be as reliant on that one product, it is expected to unveil a new TV subscription streaming service. Enjoy the week ahead.